as we get more attention online, whether our videos are getting seen by more people, or our people are following us on social media, or our blog is getting more popular, whatever, the inevitability is that we will draw more attention, which includes some attention we don't want. And right now, I'm going to talk more about the security side of things, cybersecurity and things like that, or just how do we maintain peace of mind as we continue growing our attention. So cybersecurity, I think that's very important. If you don't have what's called two-factor authentication, is it authentication or authorization? If you don't have two-factor authentication installed on all your accounts, I highly recommend. What I mean by that is Facebook, Google, PayPal, and other places. And you probably have seen apps such as the one that's probably most popular is the Google Authenticator app, right? Google Authenticator. I don't care about showing these numbers. These numbers change like every, what, half a minute or something like that. So it doesn't matter. So Google Authenticator is the app to install. And with that, you can do what's called 2FA, the number 2FA, two-factor authentication, in all the popular services you use. I have Facebook, Instagram, Google, LinkedIn, PayPal, Stripe, Uber. So those are the main ones, and others that you use that has some kind of security attached to it. Banks, of course, have various types of ways, but be just if you do 2FA on all your accounts, you're pretty much going to prevent the vast majority of security issues, people taking over your account, things like that. The second thing about cybersecurity is harder for me to talk about, which is you kind of have to learn over time what messages are from scammers and spammers and what messages aren't. I mean, it's because I could show you examples, but of course, the examples will change every day because they get more and more clever. You get a message, you think it's from Facebook, it's not from Facebook, right? Some are obviously, but some aren't, and you have to know how to tell. For example, emails. When you get an email, you have to look at the from email address, and if it's not at facebook.com, it's probably not from Facebook. Sometimes Facebook has other ones like at maybe like secure.facebook.com or something like that. But if you're not sure, don't take any action that email or that message is telling you. If you're not sure, you should take a screenshot of that message and post it on your social media. Or ask your savvy friends, tech-savvy friends, hey, do you think this is a real Facebook message or is it a scam or phishing attack? Phishing. Phishing is where you click on a website. And in fact, well, below this video, I'll link to an actual phishing scam that I saw that some of my clients were being affected by. And I was able to find that website and show you why it's not Facebook or whatever. Okay. So, look for that. And if I don't remember, please go ahead and comment below and ask me for it. So just over time, as you learn what phishing scams look like and other scams and frauds, you'll say, okay, you just get more savvy over time. Like, oh yeah, I know these kinds of messages are not from a reputable source. Okay, so that's a cybersecurity part of it. In terms of other piece of, so with that, of course, I have in my however long I've been on social media since 2006 with Facebook, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. I started in 2006, I believe. And now it's been, what, 16 years. I have never once had my account been hacked. It's impressive because I've been very active since 2006. Not once have I had my account been hacked. Whereas all that time, just about everyone around me has had their accounts hacked because I know these two things, two-factor authentication, and I'm very savvy with knowing what messages to ignore and not to pay attention to and not to do, logging in on a screen that looks like Facebook or looks like PayPal when it's not. It's like I know how to look at the URL and go, wait, that's not facebook.com. That's not blah, blah, blah. So just over time, you'll learn these things as you just take special precaution whenever a website's asking you to log in. Whenever you click on a message and says log in, you're like, wait, I shouldn't have to log in. I'm usually logged in. Why is this asking me to log in again? And then you'll learn over time, oh, wait, that's safe and that's not safe. Okay. And then just in terms of like more maybe just learning to, and maybe I'll do this in a separate segment, actually, just other aspects of sort of peace of mind when getting more notoriety, like how do we do that? I'll do that in a separate segment because I want to keep this just more about the cybersecurity part of it.